Every month?
No, year. And lavishly they used it for the help of the scholars and the poor. And only one son, Raghunath, he is the only heir in future. But he did not relish that. As such, in our temperament, when Mahaprabhu, after sannyas, he went to Shantipur, we first met him there and was half mad. Anyhow, went back. Then when Nityananda Prabhu was ordered to preach the La Krishna Prem in Bengal, then Raghunath met him once in Panihati, that Danda Mahotsav. Nityananda Prabhu recognized him, of course, and he asked, you are to feed my group today. This is my punishment to you. Raghunath arranged and satisfied and found that Nityananda Prabhu even took Mahaprabhu also there and in Sankirtan and blessed Raghunath Das and told to the devotees that he has got the opulence of Indra, the king of heaven, and his wife is like the heavenly, beautiful girls, but that can't attract his mind. He's mad for Chaitanya Deep. We all bless him that he may be successful in his life. Raghunath, after going back, going home, he kept him indifferent quite in the household affairs, and his father and uncle, they apprehending that he will go away. So 10 persons engaged to protect him always. 24 hours protection that he may not fly away. But anyhow, he had one occasion, one chance, and he fled. That went to Puri. And the Mahaprabhu handed him over his charge to Swarup Damodar, who is the second, who is double of Mahaprabhu, he told. Sakkad Mahaprabhu Ditya Swarup. He gave him the charge, Lalita Devi, who was in Krishna avatar, to him. What I do not know, Swarup Damodar know all. So I give your charge to him, whatever you feel any necessity, you put it to him in this way. Again, once more, when Raghunath came to him, he told, I have already given your charge to Swarup Damodar. Still, if you want to see something from my list, then Gramya Katha na kahibe, Gramya Katha na sunibe. ভালো না খাইবে আর ভালো না পড়িবে বুঝি রাধা কৃষ্ণ সেবা মানসিক মানসিক আর হরি নাম সদা লাগে নেগেটিভ সাইড ডোন্ট ইট প্যালেটেবল ডিশেস নট ইনডালজ ইন ওয়ার্ডলি টক অ্যান্ড অলওয়েজ try to take the name of Krishna and in your mind you will try to connect with the service of Radha Govinda in Vrindavan. These four outlines were given to Raghunath Das, direct by Mahaprabhu, and the whole life he wrote like that. Then again he gave the Govardhan Shila and the Gunja Mala that came from Vrindavan. That Raghunath thought the Govardhan Shila is Krishna and the Gunja Mala is the Adhika. So in that attitude he used to jog Tulasi, Tulasi and the water. With this, he was regularly offering them. 16 years he lived in such a way in Puri. In the meantime, when Raghunath went there and could not be, that is, an independent country, Orissa, Hindu state, and this Bengal is under Mohammedan rule. So, no influence from here can work in Orissa. So, his father and the other guardians made arrangement, sent one cook and another servant, and with money, go and hire a house, a good house, and at least ask him to take food from you, and try to help him in his daily life. Then, but Raghunath, he did not accept it for himself, only he requested Mahaprabhu to take a prasadam there, that they have sent. If Mahaprabhu takes something of that, then they will be blessed. With this idea, he asked Mahaprabhu, invited Mahaprabhu to take prasadam there, twice in a month or so. Then, after some time, he left that idea. Then Mahaprabhu is asking Sutu Swarup, why Raghunath is not inviting me anymore? He has thought something with him, that you are not pleased to, only for his sake, you go and take prasadam, but you are not very satisfied therein. Yes, he has rightly understood. Only that he will be mortified. I used to take Vishwi Ranna Khaile Malin Hai Mon. If we take something from the worldly person, worldly minded person, then by the return of reaction, some poison enters with the thing into our mind. Mind may be impure. Yes, he has thought right. Then dismissed. Then Raghunath, his vairagya was above standard of our thinking. Sometimes begging from the temple, prasadam, sometimes in the regular the food giving company. And sometimes, then afterwards he began to collect the rotten prasadam of Jagannath, which even Jagannath's cows could not swallow it, eat it for the bad smell. Raghunath collected that sort of prasadam, and by washing the rotten portion, the inner things he collected, and with applying some salt he used to take. It went to Mahaprabhu, the Raghunath. He is living on such prasadam. Mahaprabhu one day went there to see. And Raghunath, when he is going, after preparation, he is going to take Mahaprabhu suddenly. What a nice thing you take. Prasadam you take. Let me see it. Full sweet, yeah? Full sweet prasad you take every day and you don't offer it to me. Eh? I can't know. And then he went, then Sarudan, third time Sarudamanda caught his hand. No, this is not for you. My Lord, it's not for you. Anyhow. So such was the self-abnegation, degree of self-abnegation, the intense degree of self-abnegation. And after Mahaprabhu's departure, he went to Vrindavan with his mind that after having a view of Vrindavan, that's a review, I live this body. And that also, that from grinding up in the Govardhan, I shall cast me down, throw me down, and then pass away. But we are told that with this idea, Raghunath went to Vrindavan. And then he found Rupa Sanatan. And what is more wonderful, he found Mahaprabhu within them. Oh, Mahaprabhu is here. Mahaprabhu is working through them. Mahaprabhu is the literature. In the literature of Rupa Sanatan, in their deeds, in their movement, he found fully possessed by Mahaprabhu. No, Mahaprabhu is here, I can't die. So he became closer and closer connection with Rupa Sanatana. And with his extreme indifferent and self-abnegation life, he's gone through the literature, especially that of Rupa, the Raghumarko. And perhaps he was the greatest student of Rupanuga school. And so much so that he has developed even more. He more clearly gave us than Rupa that we should aspire after the service exclusively of Radharani and not of Krishna without Rama. When I was in Madras, Rupa's best puja took place in Mayapur, Chaitanya Math. Professor Sanyal wrote something, an article in English, and there he mentioned, because I do not know Krishna, because you say that I am to worship Krishna, so I do. I could not understand the meaning internally. What is that? Guru is independent. Independently, the highest attainment. Highest entity of our attainment. How it is possible? I could not follow. But then after several, 2-3 years, or 4 years, in Radhakunda one day, Rubhat and Sananda Sukhada Kunda, he was there. And Paramananda Prabhu, who came as a child to Rubhat, when his age was 13 only, he came to live with Prabhupada, Paramananda Brahmacharya, and very intimate. He came after a work in Radhakunda, he came to Prabhupada and reported that the Dhawan of Bharatpur state, with whole of his family, he is circumambulating Radhakunda. And perhaps his wife, she is lying, and by measuring, is lying, and then there is a sign, and then again from there, again lying in this way, measuring by her body as she is circumambulating Radha Krishna. So Paramananda Prabhu very ardently reports to Deep also regards Radha Rani so much. Then Prabhupada came out from his inner water. So yes, their Radharani concern for Radharani and our concern of Radharani is quite different. I was too much attentive. Then he said, they have respect, real respect for Krishna. And because Radharani is favorite to Krishna, so they also come to Radharani. But our position is that our interest is Radharani. And because Krishna is favorite friend to Radharani, so we respect him, the opposite. Then I could remember Professor Sanyal's writing. Then later on, of course, I read out from Jaiva Dharma somewhere else. The some jiva, some they are born out of Baladev's Angad Jyoti, the Brahma Jyoti, the unit of non-distinguishable divine halo. That is the foundation where we get our birth. So some have connection with Baladev Sangat Jyoti, they fill up the general. But some have got their birth from the halo of Radha Rani and her group. They have direct connection with Radha Rani. She is their mistress. And wherever, so whatever she does, they necessarily following her. So Prabhupada told, we are really Shakta, worshipper of potency, but not Vidha Shakta, Shuddha Shakta. The potency, real potency, is in Vraja, the original, and that is dedicating your mighty towards Krishna. And our direct connection is there, and the indirect with Krishna through her. This is our position. All these I have heard and accepted to certain extent according to my capacity. I can't fight it. And also with the mantra, so you find in the sannyas mantra, that is peculiarity. In ordinary mantra, there is direct connection with Krishna. But in sannyas mantra, our intimate connection is shown to us gopi. That is Radha Dasya. That is above Krishna Dasya. After sannyas, the purpose, the gist of this mantra of sannyas, gopi dasya, is meant there, inner meaning is there. So, this is our faith. And now we have got it from Dasa Goswami. We pray in his day of appearance, I may bless us with his good wish. Yes. And today is the day of departure. Vaishnava Viraha. In the discourse of Ramananda Raya and the Mahaprabhu, it is mentioned what is the greatest calamity a devotee may think of. Krishna Bhakta Viraha Vina Dukkha Nahi. The greatest calamity, the greatest sorrow or pain that ever has been felt here, the most intense is in our separation with the Krishna Bhakta. Krishna Bhakta, Guru Viraha, Bhakta Viraha, that is the deepest pain ever felt in this world. So, Viraha, gives the purity. Separation gives the purity. And it is a check, it is a test to our adherence to the cause. If in separation we feel as much pain, it measures, it is the standard of measurement, what sort of love, attraction I bear to him. The measurement is we can have by the standard of the intensity of our separation, pain of separation. So this is a real test, this is a real test. There, the enjoyment cannot be present. What may be supposed to exist in any nature or other, to creep in. So, the Paralambha, especially for the fallen souls, they will be encouraged for to observe separation. That will be helpful to them more, the Paralambha. And the Sambhog, they may have some misapplication to the fallen. So, their safe path is through the Paralambha. The Paralambha is a real friend, a guardian, a chastiser, a real friend. And the Swami Sambhog, we may be deceived for our ill fate. Their possibility may be there. So we are more safe when culturing in Viparalambha than in Sambhog. Then the departure of a Vaishnava, the Vishwanath Chakravarti, who gave so extensively. You see, Rupa Goswami gave Ashtakadiya Lila of Radha Govinda in Vrindavan. Vishwanath Chakravarti has given Ashtakadiya Lila of Mahaprabhu here. That's original. Just as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in his Govinda Lilamrita, he has described the Ashtakadiya Lila of Radha Govinda. Vishwanath Kaviraj, Vishwanath Chakravarti has given us Sri Krishna Bhavanamritam Parat. There he has given the Ashtakadiya Lila of Mahaprabhu. How? And also, the Ashtakadiya Lila of Radha Dasya. Yes. How the friends, three friends and the sadhijas of Radha Rani, they have got their 24 hours duty in the camp of Radhika in her service. That has been given by Vishwanath Chakravarti. The 24 hours, they have got their designed engagement in the service of Radharani's camp. Radharani is already given to Krishna, there is no question. Wholly given to Krishna. And there, her camp, how they are busy 24 hours, and what is their program? Carrying out there. That is given elaborately by Vishwanath Chakravarti. Ashtakadiya Lila of Radha Rani's camp. These grants to us fallen souls. We have to utilize it. Then, of course, we may hope by the grace of Guru and Vaishnava, we may have our highest attainment in life. Then others, Bharati Maharaj, he was a giant preacher in the beginning of Prabhupada. His figure was a little taller than ordinary person. and his voice was very sweet, and his lectures were filled with common sense appeal. So he could capture the mass, Bharati Maharaj. And the next Padmavat Maharaj, his birthplace was this Sarup Ganja. From very young age, he saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur just living by the side of his house. Padmavat Maharaj's house was here, there is a boundary wall, and there is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's bhajan kuti, Surabhi Kunja. In his childhood, he saw him chanting the name. I heard from him direct that Bhaktivinoda Thakur at 3 o'clock left his bed, and he began to chant Hare Krishna Krishna as if a man is calling out a man who has gone in a distance. He is calling a man who is at the distance. In such a living way, he used to take the name of Krishna. He is calling some gentleman by that name. With this hearty and honest, meaningful way, he used to chant the name of Krishna. And in his old age, when he left his back, there was a cement chair, a chair made by cement, big cement. And he used to take his seat for some time there, in the old age. And again, after the rest, again wandering in the flower garden and chanting the name of Krishna. He saw his Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He was married, but suddenly, by the grace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or somehow, suddenly some Vairagini difference came in him for the worldly life. And leaving the young wife, she went straight to Prabhupada in Mayapur, Chaitanya Math, and offered himself. I no longer have any liking. My household life, please deliver me. Prabhupada sent him to Puri. Of course, at that time, mission has no foundation. After Kunjababu joined, then the conception of mission came with him in Prabhupada. At that time, Haripada Bhatta Deshik, his previous name, he was deputed to that Bhakti Kuti in Puri to take care there. He used to live there and took prasadam from the temple and took Harinam and wandered to the banks of the sea. In this way he began his life. Afterwards he became sannyasi and then served the Prabhupada with heartfelt and sincere labor. He served. Only one pais muri or something, half clad and very strictly indifferent life. And very hard labor I have seen him with my own eyes to do for the service of Prabhupada. He told Prabhupada one day, yes, I have my eye on you. When the day will come, I am watching, then I shall take you from this hard labor of life and ask you to sit somewhere and to take the name that I shall give and attend them to you. This was said by Prabhupada to him. Okay?
Ambujar.
So Padmavat Maharaj, Bharati Maharaj and another Vishwanath Chakravarti. We invoke their grace so that we may go on in our way with the extraordinary in the spiritual world. We think since that, by the grace of Gurudev, of course, that is a general capital to us, the grace of Gurudev, which can help us in any direction in our spiritual aspiration. Gold Hari Bod, Gold Hari Bod. What's the time?
10 after 9.
10 past 9. Nidai Gold Hari Bod, Nidai Gold Hari Bod, Nidai Gold Hari Bod. No more today. Gold Hari Bod, Gold Hari Bod, Gold Hari Bod, Gold Hari Bod, Gold Hari Bod. Saraswati Goswami Prabhupad ki jai. Jai Jai Saraswati Goswami Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Sevak Vrinda ki jai. Jai Muskin Priyadevi ki jai. Jai Sri Kundari Vidyanidhi Prabhu ki jai. Jai Raghunandan Thakur Mahasaya ki jai. Jai Sri Raghunath Das Goswami Prabhu ki jai. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur ki jai. Jai Mahabharati Maharaj Padmapat Maharaj. नासी अग्रजत मुंधातिताय की जाए और भक्तविंद की जाए नवद्वीप धाम की जाए हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जाए बहुत तमाम हरि बोल 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 गाय बोल हरि बोल गाय बोल हरि बोल गाय बोल
कलकत्ता महाराज
No, I don't know.